Chris Lewerton here, and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lewerton. I am your host, and my guest again today, Andrea Isringhausen. Welcome, Andrea.
Thank you.
Yes. If you didn't listen to the last episode, we got done. We were just going to do one, but then we started talking. We had so much info. I said, we got to do another one. We can't leave this good stuff out.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Oh. So I have Andrea. She's married, have a couple children. She's married to Sean, lucky Sean. Yes. And been teaching for a number of years. Been teaching at St. Francis Holy Ghost for what, since 09?
Since 09.
Yes, a long time. You know, I taught school for
yes,
a while.
Yes.
Right.
And that's what started us on this conversation.
And I taught both in public school and private school. I taught at private school for a couple years at St. Francis Holy Ghost. And I also went to, not St. Francis, I taught at St. Norbert's. St. Norbert's, and I went to St. Norbert's as a child, you know.
Right.
With my twin sister.
Okay.
We skipped kindergarten.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. My mom didn't send us to kindergarten. She kept us at home. I don't know why, because we had each other. I don't know why, you know. We lived right across the street. Well, they didn't have kindergarten.
I was going to say, did they have kindergarten then? Okay.
They didn't have kindergarten at the school, at our school, which was across the street.
Okay.
You had to go to the Hardin grade school, and it was in the morning. And I don't know. She's like, "Eh, you're smart enough."
Well,
I don't know. I can remember though. My first day at St. Norbert's was crazy for a first grader.
Mm-hmm, right.
Right. You know, Cindy and I had always been together, and we played together, and we just did everything together. But I can remember the first day going to school, they were doing this thing. I don't know if they do it, but they had this thing going on with the little kids. They were all running around. It was like crazy out there. It was
chaos.
It was girls chase the boys.
Okay.
And then boys chase the girls.
Oh, yeah. They girls chase boys. Boys chase girls. I think that still happens today. Yes.
Yeah. And yeah. All these kids are running and screaming and carrying on. And then Sister Josita walks out.
Oh, no.
And Sister Josita, at that time, I didn't know if Sister Josita was a man or a woman. I didn't know. I'd never seen any. I didn't really know nuns, you know, because you couldn't see any hair.
Right.
No hair or anything.
Right. So as a little kid, you're like, I don't know.
That's the only way I could tell, you know. And she walked with a limp.
Oh, okay.
And you could hear her coming because the rosaries would ring, you know. And ching, ching. Well, she came up. Boy, and she grabbed me. I think Ann, Cindy, and we got in trouble right off the bat, first day, within like 15 minutes of being at school.
Oh,
you know? But anyway, today we want to talk about how things have changed, how they've changed the teaching over the years. You know, when I was in school, which was 100 years ago, it was a lot of auditory. It was you just went to school and
listened and took notes.
Yeah, you listened. We didn't know how to take notes yet, but everything was listening.
Oh yes,
listening
to the rules.
Listening.
Yes.
You sat in your desk. You didn't move.
Right.
Yeah, and
kind of boring.
Yeah, kind of boring.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and right. Which then that's younger kids, you know, they start to get a little bit itchy and want to start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can remember a lot of kids getting in trouble, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they would get in trouble because they just couldn't control themselves.
Right,
you know?
Right.
You know,
I mean,
you know, sometimes I couldn't control myself and I would get in trouble.
Right.
You know?
Well, because they're impulsive and they start thinking about things, or maybe they're, you know, then that's what makes them start moving and they want to do things. And, you know, so, I mean, but that's kids, you know, in general.
I know.
So, right.
And
right.
Anyway, what you were telling me, now things have changed. But
yes,
going back, you do things. You call this kinetic.
Kinesthetic learning.
Kinesthetic.
Yeah,
learning.
And we have created kinesthetic learning.
We, society,
oh. I feel.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Because
I feel like kids are more kinesthetic learners, meaning they need to be moving around mm-hmm. to learn.
Yeah.
Moving around like rhythm sort of things, maybe engaging actively in play. Yeah. For kinesthetic learning.
And you learn by doing.
And you learn by doing. And so, but we have created this because of, you know, putting games in their hands early, video games.
Yes.
And what do you have to do to do video games? You're moving your hands. You're moving. You're constantly moving. And that's the way kids learn now.
And their phones. I mean, you give the parent, the first thing, get a game
right.
on, give it to
them. Right. And everything has to be quick. Everything has to be quick, so you can't dwell on things, you know, you can't sit still for a matter of, you know, according to age, but like, let's say a five-year-old, 5 minutes is how long they're going to be able to focus and listen and do things like that. And so, you know, a minute with each age. And when you apply that to teaching, and you know you're having, I teach kindergarten, so you're dealing with 5-6-year-olds coming in. You have to be able to move quickly on to one thing or another.
Yeah.
Every 5 to 8 minutes, you're moving. You're moving on to something else. So yeah,
I actually substitute taught first grade once many years ago.
Right.
Right. And I don't know. You know, I was I don't know what I was doing at the time, but it wasn't teaching. You know, but I like to stay into teaching. You know, I made myself available to sub occasionally, just so I don't know, because I liked it,
right.
You know? And
well, because you coach basketball too, didn't
right.
you? Right. Because you liked kids.
Yeah,
I think
I was, I might have been coaching at the time, or I might have been working construction, whatever it was. I got a call. Can you come over and teach first grade at Shipman School? You know,
right.
Just down the road?
Sure.
And I went and did that, right?
Right.
And I had a blast. They were so fun. I mean, the kids were so fun. I think there was like about, you know, 15 or 20 of them.
Right.
They laughed at everything I said. They were a great audience.
Good.
Right?
Good.
But,
yes.
But when I got done that day, I was exhausted.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
I felt like I'd been carrying bricks all day.
You got to be moving. You have to be actively engaged with the kids.
Now, when you teach kindergarten, do you get tired like that?
I get tired, yes. So so school starts mid-August, which so early now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So early. That's right smack in the middle of the summer. But anyway, but yeah. So in August, and it takes me a good probably about 8 weeks to get into a good rhythm, because I'm wore out, right?
When I go back. You got to go to bed by 9 o'clock in the morning.
7 o'clock.
7 a.m.
Yeah, I come
in. Or 7 p.m.
7 p.m. 7 p.m., I'm out.
Just exhausted.
Exhausted, because right when you enter that classroom, I mean, you're in the hallway to greet those kids with a smile on your face. No matter what issues you're having, problems you're having, you better be on your game, because they're going to be coming, they're going to be moving, and they're going to want your attention. And you have to be able to engage them.
Yeah.
And do it with a smile on your face and have fun.
How many kids do you have in your classroom?
So on average, so like this coming year, I'll have 18, but usually
18.
Like, yeah, 18 kids.
How do
yeah.
you handle 18 kindergartners?
Moving around.
Huh?
Moving around.
You got to move around.
Dancing, singing, moving. It like I am their show. And I want them to look at Mrs. Izzy. That's what they call me, because I'm Iz Ringhausen. So to make it easy, Mrs. Izzy.
I figured that out.
Yeah.
Right
okay.
Away.
Well, you know, but no. When they look at Mrs. Izzy, I want them to say, "Okay, what is she going to do next? What is she going to do next?"
And you got to do that all day.
Yeah. Okay. Where is she going? What is she doing? What song is she going to break out into? Yeah. Because I'll put a song with everything. With everything. So and that's what makes it fun. So there is a. When we talk about kinesthetic and we talk about, the other type of learning, visual learning. So we do a lot of using the smart board to watch things on there.
What's a smart board? How's that work?
So the smart board is the big screen that, like an oversized television, but it's also hooked to our computer. So we can get onto YouTube channels that, you know, that are approved through the school and watch learning videos and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Do they still do the like you have the board and you have a projector and you're writing here,
no.
right?
No.
And then it projects on?
No.
Yeah, they don't do that anymore?
I mean, you can do that using the smart board, but no.
What do they call that?
You remember? A projector.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
No.
They don't do that anymore.
No, using the old Ditto sheets? No, we don't do that anymore.
Yeah, Ditto sheets.
So, yeah, no, we don't do that anymore. But, like, if there's something that will come up, so talking about phonics. So there's Q and U. Now, the Q cannot make any sound without the letter U because yeah. Q and U together says qua. Right?
Right.
Right. So there's a song to go along with that.
Oh.
And it's, you look it up, but it's on YouTube, but Mrs. Savaro. So Mrs. Savaro will come on with her husband, they're teachers, mm-hmm. and they put these things in song to current music. So, you know, the song Shallow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So she'll say, you know, tell me something in
Q. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tell me something in Q.
What would I be here without you? You.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
funny.
And so I, because they know they can't make a sound. And so I'll play that for the kids, and they love it.
I bet.
They absolutely love it. So, I mean, they remember these songs because it's relevant to them, and they can make those connections.
Hey,
but
just,
it's just the
if
visual.
If you're just joining us, I have Andrea Ringhausen back in studio, and we're talking about some more educational things, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, speaking of new,
sure.
Right. We've got a new principal coming to St. Francis Holy Ghost.
Yes, yes. So Schleter is his name. So it's like he wants us to think of it like opening a can of soda, but in a soft way. Schleter.
Schlitzer.
No,
Schleter. Schleter. Got it.
Schleter. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that shouldn't be too hard.
No.
We can figure that out.
Dr. Cramsey, and then we have, you know, Mr. Schleter. Yes.
Well, so I sure like Dr. Cramsey.
Yes.
He is, you know, sometimes when I go to church, whether it be Holy Ghost or St. Francis,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes some of the kids will think I'm Dr. Cramsey.
Oh, really?
Yeah, out of the blue. Is that Dr. Cramsey? I'm like, going, no, but thanks for asking.
Right, right, right. Yeah, yeah. So, yes, we have a new principal coming, and he'll be joining us this coming fall.
Yeah, so, that'll be fun.
Yes, yeah.
So, back to learning, which, you know, it's a good thing.
Got to learn.
Got to keep learning.
Yes.
Learning's got to be fun.
Has to be fun, and that is the key, and that is the key for keeping the kids engaged.
Yeah.
So knowing that they have to be moving, and that's what kinesthetic learning is, knowing that you have to have good visuals for kids to learn, hands-on learning.
Yeah, learn by doing.
Learn by doing.
You know,
learn
my dad taught that way.
Mm-hmm.
In the construction business, we did a lot of service work, and I can remember him sending me out on repair work, you know, on stuff. Dad, I don't know how to do that.
Hands on.
You'll figure it out.
Exactly.
You got
hands
a question,
on.
Give me a call.
Right. Right.
You know, and I actually taught that way with my construction guys as well. You know, like, all right, here's the basics. You know, if you have a problem, give me a call. You know, and
right.
read all the directions.
Right.
Read the directions.
Right.
The visual reading. Read
right.
that. Get into it. And if you got a question,
right.
let me know. I'll help you.
Right. Because it's okay to make mistakes.
Yeah,
and you're not going to learn by not doing.
You
learn by doing.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So just, and that goes back into the reading too. I mean, you're reading, you're doing. So you're writing, you're doing. You have to do it in order to learn.
Father's Day. Got all the kids together. We're going to play a board game. They bring out a new board game. I start to read the directions. I start reading the directions about halfway through. Jenna says, Dad, forget that. We'll just play it.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out as we go.
Learn as we go. Right, right.
Like, okay.
So see, she's a kinesthetic visual learner, right?
Oh,
so
yeah,
she wasn't listening to her dad read the instructions.
Yeah,
so
he wasn't gonna
auditory
put up with
learning.
It.
Boring, right?
Yes.
So yeah.
And then after we played it a little, and we didn't really know that much at the beginning, but we kept going back to that's how you score points.
Exactly.
Yeah, all right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, little bitty increments. So yeah. So it's important. It's important to make sure that teachers are recognizing what their classroom is full of. Do you have kids that like to move around? Well, then you better be moving around with them.
All kids want to move around,
well,
don't they?
Well, not all. Not
oh, yeah?
all. A majority of them do. A majority of them do. But, I mean, you have to be insightful, and you have to look at your children in your class and say, okay, you know what, this is an active bunch. Mm-hmm. And okay, this child I know needs to stand up while they're working.
And you let them.
Let them stand up. Okay. Yeah, let them stand up. And I usually, I mean, if they are working at in their seats, then I'll let those kids stand up and bend over to work. There's some adults that have to work like that. They stand up to work.
Well, they have stand-up desks.
They have stand-up desks now. Yes, exactly. Yeah, I mean, yeah, in the workforce, you will find those. So, yeah. So, I mean, that's just something that you have to take note of and make sure that you are fulfilling that child's needs by letting them learn the best way they can. So
as kids go through the grades, okay, do they switch more back to auditory learning?
So I think it's because of how old they are. They're able to sit still for longer periods of time.
Mm-hmm.
Because younger kids, like I said, when they're five, you're going to get maybe about 5 minutes of their full attention before they start to get kind of wiggly and things like that. But the older you are, you are able to sit still a little bit longer, just because of your age. So I think that, like, if you went over to the St. Francis School, you would find them more in their desks because they're able to do that, because mm-hmm. of, like I said, because of their age. So, yes.
You know, it seems like there's a lot of young kids choosing to go to trade schools today.
Yes.
Versus college.
Right. Hands-on.
Yeah.
Right. They learn by doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Learn by doing.
So, I mean, you have the automotive. They're going to want to get into that. Plumbing, welding. So, and what did I hear the other day? That they are in need of welders.
They're in need of welders, carpenters, every trade.
Right, right. I think that is a good thing. And I think more kids now, they are going into trade schools than the traditional 4-year college.
Yeah.
Or 6-year or 8-year, yeah. However long you want to take your
actually
time. But I mean, I think that they want their hands on to be contributing back to their society, they're also finding out that's where the money is.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, you can make good money right
off
the bat.
You really can.
In a matter of like a year.
And I don't think there is nothing wrong with that. And see, me growing up, you know, we were always pushed 4-year college, you know, that's what you need to do. I think it is changing now because I think kids' styles of learning that's changing. So, yeah.
And if we, you know, get some more manufacturing and more building going on, we need even more.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, I think it's a good thing. I really do. Not saying that other, you know, some, if you choose the pathway of a 4-year college, that's wrong or not needed.
No, because
we need it all. We need it all.
Yep. So, and everybody has their own thing.
But we are finding that they are in desperate need of these trades because they're, you know, our age, where are you going to find a good plumber? Where are you going to find a good electrician? And they're more hard to come by now.
Yes.
So
do you do much visual learning? Like, do you have, do kids have their own laptop?
Each kid has their own Chromebook that they're issued, even in kindergarten. Now, granted, the younger kids, we in kindergarten, we're not on our Chromebooks for more than maybe 15 minutes a day. And that's just so they can maybe listen to a book.
Explain what a Chromebook is, because some people
might
not know.
You're asking the most non...
No, just what's it look like? What is it?
It's kind of looks like a computer. I mean,
Is it just like a pad?
It's not an iPad. You have to open it up.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to open it up. So, and we have it to where they can scan a QR code and get logged in right after their QR code is scanned. Then they just, and it's all school approved websites that they can get into. But they can use it to do some educational programs, some games that are on there with reading, writing, math, things like that. We have the IXL program. And it just becomes more to where it's visually kinesthetic for them.
Well, what's your thoughts, though, on kids being on a computer or being on a pad?
I think some of it's okay. I think it needs to be monitored and not pushed as hard and
it seems like it can be a baby, kind of like way to kid, keep the kids occupied.
Right,
you know?
Right. And I, and
which is good.
And good in some, yes, good in some ways. I still believe that the traditional reading and writing and knowing how to pick up a pencil is important, and how to pick up a book is important. Because I think we're losing that a
I
lot.
I think so too. Mm-hmm. You know, bookstores.
Right.
I mean, there used to be, there's a lot of bookstores, not many bookstores today.
No, no, I know. And you know, you can download anything, you know, onto your, if you have like a Kindle or, you know, you just, whatever, you know, right. your phone. But anyway, just to make sure that they are, especially at home too, not put on a device as a babysitter. And what gripes me the most, more than anything, is going out and, sitting down to eat and seeing maybe a family and they all have their phones in their hands or their kids have their games and they're sitting there when they're supposed to, this would be a good time for you to maybe engage in conversation with your child, but they're over in the side playing on their iPad or something that they're, or even have their headphones on, not even engaged or listening to anything going on around them.
I know. I see that too. And I think
I think that's very sad. I think it's sad.
I think it's a mistake. So, too.
I do too,
it's
because
to engage.
You need to verbalize things together as a family and maybe even be asking, you know, what did you do in school today? You know, what did you learn? What did anything happen? Mm-hmm. You know, as far as socialization, you have to, your child has to learn how to socialize. And I think we're losing that a lot with these kids because they are so heavily put on these video games and their iPads and their phones that they're missing out on things going on around them.
You know, I can remember just you mentioned a little earlier coming home and we'd always have dinner at the same time.
Right.
You know, and
right.
We'd all sit around the table. We'd get the food out on the table and then say a prayer. And then, we'd start off like, okay, what happened today? And then like, it would always come to my brother, Jeff, and like, okay, what kind of trouble did you get in today?
right. But you knew about each other's days. We always would go around our table and we would say a high and a low, something good that happened to him. And maybe something that
you would do that?
Yeah, in our family.
That sounds kind of fun. That sounds good.
Yeah,
and so that's engaging.
It is, and you would find out, but again, a high and a low, and
not that you got high.
Yeah, and sometimes you know we would say, "I didn't really have a low today."
Yeah.
You know, nothing bad happened. Everything was good. You know, so and then it would lead to good, deep conversations around the table. But what you just said, Chris, around the table.
Around the table. Yeah, around the table.
A family meal. I mean, nowadays, I mean, there are sports, there are things like that, which is good too.
Oh, kids are so busy.
But kids are busy. But at least blocking out some time to talk as a family. Mm-hmm. And I don't see that a lot
now. Need more of it.
We need more of it.
You
we
and
sure
I both
do.
Encourage that, don't
yes.
we?
Yes, yes, we do. Yes.
So. Maybe even start your own pod show.
There you go.
Hey, you know what? I know we're running out of time, but I've actually thought about having a podcast room where families could come in, you know, like older families.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Like you come in and you do a podcast and we record it and they just go, because everybody has family stories growing up.
Yes.
You know, so. I don't know. You think that would go?
Oh, I do.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And if they're old enough, you know, maybe you have a couple cocktails involved.
Yeah, maybe some rich history within the Jerseyville community about the you know, a family coming in and saying, okay, you know, what let's learn about more about this family. You know what? Yeah, I think that would go over well.
All right, Andrea. Thanks for doing what you do to help and educate our youngsters.
Oh,
appreciate that.
No problem. No.
We need more people like you. More teachers like you. Not that we don't have some. We got a lot of them.
We got good ones. Yep.
So thanks for coming in.
No problem.
Again, appreciate it.
No problem.
You take care.